are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Next on Scene. Next on Scene is me. I feel like I haven't come on in 2 years, and today I'm going to come on, and I got really inspired today when I was viewing my RSS feed. I've had almost 200,000 people download my RSS feed since I started my podcast. Holy shit, that is amazing. So I just wanted to say thank you so much to all our listeners. We have over 13,000 downloads, which is amazing, per month. We are really growing, and I can't believe that, 3 years has gone so fast. So today I kind of just want to come on and thank you for being here and tell you a little bit about where I'm at currently and how I got here. So I launched my business now 3 years ago. I started with moving to Boston from New York, and I worked on Top Chef. For anybody who didn't know that, I worked as Padma Lakshmi's assistant stylist. It was really awesome, and I didn't know where I was going to go after that. As soon as the show ended, everybody went back to LA and New York, and I was like, oh my God, what the hell am I going to do with my life? So I started networking. Who knew what the hell networking was? At the time, I connected with a friend who was a mentor, and he introduced me to this startup radio station with the UR Business Network. They were so great. I learned all about podcasting, but I was a host. I never knew the back end of anything, and there was no money coming in. So I was like, all right, I moved to Boston. It's time to get a job and get your shit together. So I decided that I needed to learn how to make money because I didn't want to work for anyone else. So I watched some YouTube videos, took a few months, and in January of 2015, I launched this podcast. So I cannot believe that it's almost January of 2018, and I'm like 13,000 plus downloads, almost 200,000 downloads in my RSS feed. It's just absolutely incredible, so I just can't thank you enough for that. So since I started my podcast, I now have a magazine. I come out quarterly 4 times a year. I found that with representing up-and-coming talent and startups through radio, I wanted to give them more of a visual way to be seen as well. Because I found moving from New York, it was so hard to make contacts to the Herald, to the Globe, being in media without having direct contacts. So I was like, well, I need to figure out something that's good quality, reliable, that people will want to be a part of. So back to my drawing board of YouTube videos and the internet, I launched my magazine Next on Scene in April of 2016. So that is currently where I'm at right now. I am now about to work on my December issue, and life is good. I mean, I have to tell you, being an entrepreneur is not easy. I understand the serial entrepreneur stuff. I mean, you have to do multiple things in order to keep your business running, especially in the beginning, and it allows you to release your creativity. So I have just found that this has been a great experience, and it's been a real learning experience, and I think it's going to continue to be a learning experience. So I hope that my knowledge of bringing on new people, sharing my stories, can really help inspire you too. You know, I have learned a lot over the past 3 years of relocating, starting a business. Nothing is easy. You're going to have times of rejection, times of fear, times of really highs, like really big highs, and times of lows. And it's just a matter of finding a balance and knowing that you're doing this because you know you can do it and you're capable of it. And no matter what comes your way, you have it covered. So I wanted to come on today to just kind of tell you that after seeing my RSS feed and my listenership, that I wanted to thank you because you guys are where I started my own thing. So, wow. I have a lot of cool podcasts coming up. I'm booking a bunch of them. I have a clothing designer. I have the General Hospital, one of the stars, Dylan, coming on next week. Robert Joaquin, which is really exciting. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff on the drawing board for 2018. And I just can't, I'm literally speechless. I just can't believe how far we've come. And I'm so proud to have you a part of it with me on this journey. I always feel like I have new things to share. I also have a holiday event I am running in December to help support local businesses, give back to the community.
a part of all of the ticket sales will be going back to Cape Ann Animal Shelter in Gloucester, Massachusetts. That's where I actually got my dog from. So it's really nice to just be able to give back to the community, support local businesses. We're all about shop small. So yeah, that's what's going on with me. And I wanted to just come on again and thank you all for tuning in. Knowledge is power. I always love coming on and inspiring you because you inspire me to keep going. So I'm glad I can do that for you. So I hope you guys have a great day and stay tuned for who's next on scene.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.